You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray, and I'm Monique Leray. Happy Sunday to you. A beautiful day in Laguna Beach, California. Another beautiful fall day here. We have a really great show. We have two guests on for the first segment, and then we have one more on the second segment. Quick update on everything. This week, we're doing the Santa Fe International Film Festival's gift bags. So shout out to all the brands that helped contribute to do that. We'll be posting and tagging you guys on our Cap Aquarius media page. And LA Wine Fest was a success last weekend. Thank you to Michael Solberg Family Wines and Absinthia Bottled Spirits for your support with that, as well as La Casa del Camino and everyone else that helped make that possible. So as you can see, I'm in my new home office. I'm trying to set this up. So there'll be a banner here soon. We're getting it. We're working it. Today we have two guests who just launched a brand new skincare brand. I'll let them tell you all about it. It's a high line. And I don't want to mess it up, guys. So you're going to have to pronounce it so that I don't butcher the name.
Hello, Monique. How are you today?
Hello. Good evening.
Hi, guys. Good evening. Tell us exactly your name, tell us exactly the name of the brand and who you are and what you have going on.
Well, the name of the brand is called Blossom Unique. We kind of spelt it, brought some flavor to the spelling. It's Blossom Unique. And my name is Aaron Jackson. I'm the co-owner of Blossom Unique. And this is my partner.
Hi. All right. Well, it's nice to see you. And you're right. You know, I was trying to pronounce it, and I know I even you went over it with me before, but you know, I've got 80 things going. But I do like that you did something unique with the spelling, and you know, I think it goes in line with your brand. I mean, people just loved it. You know, in the swag bag, we actually featured you guys in this year's Emmys Week Gifting Suite Celebrity Weekend, and you guys kind of put your toe in the water a little bit and debuted some of your products to some press and some actors and some media. Tell the viewers and listeners what they got in that bag.
Well, we got some of the products, three products that they was able to get. So this is our pre-face slim waist cream. It's, you know, to sculpt your body, get you that perfect figure eight. It tightens the skin. And then we also have the Bye-Bye Cellulite Cream. That's for, you know, removing that bad cellulite. I know a lot of ladies, you know, don't like to wear shorts sometimes because, you know, the cellulite is, it can be yucky at times. So this will actually eliminate the cellulite. And then we have the Bootylicious Cream. You know, I know a lot of women want, you know, junk in the trunk nowadays. So
you get a junk in the trunk with that cream? Is that, or what, is it sculpted, or how does it work?
What it does is it lifts the buttocks with a patent and ingredients that we currently have that's within the cream. So it does wonders when it comes to give you that nice, what they call a BBL look without the surgery. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay, so now, you know, if people are just tuning in, they're seeing two gentlemen talk about butt cream and BBL and sculpting and cellulite, you know, one would ask, because you're not necessarily having to deal with that problem. So, you know, one would ask, how did you jump into this line and find this niche of work for yourself?
It was just something that we, you know, we're passionate about in the sense of, you know, entrepreneurship and, you know, just helping women out, helping, you know, the person, the ladies, and just, you know, being there and helping them out. And it was something that we both felt that we, you know, could get into. And, you know, it was just something we were passionate about.
Wow. So listen, ladies, if you're watching and listening, there are nice guys out here that care about our looks that don't necessarily want to sleep with you. So there you go. I mean, that's refreshing. Okay. We got the sample. What exactly did we get in the bag? Did you give us the sculpting cream for the celebrities? Which one was it that you gave us? Because I remember just stuffing the bags. I actually didn't even use it myself yet. But which one did you give them?
We gave them all three.
Yeah, it was all three products.
So that they were able to, you know, get a sample of all three. So
great. So it was a mix of all of it.
Right.
Okay, great. So now, where can people order it? What makes your skincare different? And then what's the price point?
You can actually purchase online on our website at blossomunique.com. What makes it different is the patent ingredients, as Aaron had mentioned. I'll take Bootylicious for an example. The patent ingredient is Adafalline. And as he mentioned, it helps, you know, lift and give you those curves in those necessary areas. With Adafalline, it's used in a company called Lipotech. And Lipotech is actually the global leader in pioneering liposomal skincare. And they're based out of Barcelona, Spain. Now, what liposomal is, it's a molecule surrounded in fat. Our body, unfortunately, loves fat. And, you know, what it does is this liposome survives our GI tract. Instead of going to the liver, it actually goes into the bloodstream. Now, doctors and scientists discovered this liposomal technology in 1965 with cancer patients. And what they did was, in the chemo and the medication, they weren't absorbing the nutrients. So they created this liposome and they put the nutrients in this liposome. And now the absorption went from a 10% to a 90%. So this technology is being used by this company called Lipotech, and our product has their secret ingredient in that Bootylicious. And that is why it's so effective. And that's our secret.
Wow. Okay. So this is really deep, because, well, we know, if you've ever been to Spain, that the beautiful people over there, and they like to have their BBLs and have a curvy and, you know, carnival and all of that. I love Spain. Haven't been to carnival yet, but that would be a really great experiment for your brand, you know, to go out there and have some case studies in that area, but anywhere, everywhere, even South Beach, even here. What have your clients, you know, been saying about your product? Because I know that this is kind of a first look. I mean, this is just hitting the market, right, guys?
Yeah. We've had a few clients, customers, they've tried the Bootylicious and they could see the results. We had a customer that reached out to us about the body shaping cream and was able to notice the looseness in her jeans. You know, so we're already seeing, you know, like as you had mentioned, we are a startup, but we already seeing those results by customers and their feedback.
Wow, that's so exciting. We'd love to be on the precipice of something amazing. I know that you guys are going to just blow up. It seems like you guys have really good work synergy together. How did you guys find each other and start this brand?
It was quite interesting. So, you know, we currently was working a 9-to-5, you know, trying to get out the whole 9-to-5 rat race. We actually worked for, I don't know if we can say their name.
Well, you don't have to. You can just say what kind of business.
It's a high-end beverage company. It's well-known.
Okay.
So
there we go.
Him and I, we kind of had to partner up for that day, and we just kind of started talking about entrepreneurship and what we can do, and we wanted to get out this 9-to-5, and we was bouncing ideas off each other. And next thing you know, I was like, you know what, man? I think you have the idea, I have the idea, we have the vision. Let's partner up and let's kind of, you know, put everything together and let's see what we can create. So that's what birthed up
Blossom. We have the same dream.
Yeah.
That's funny how that works though, because you both were in the same place wanting to have a change, and the universe just lined you guys up. I mean, I really believe that there's no, you know, there's no accidents with
right,
something
exactly.
like that.
It's all by design.
Yeah, for sure. And we it worked out. Yep.
Now, are you guys the first generation of like entrepreneurs to say, damn the 9-to-5 in your families, or kind of just going out on a limb, or what's that all about?
Yeah, I am. You know, growing up, I didn't have that that model, you know, that I can see, you know, that was an entrepreneur. It's always, you know, get a good job, you know, go to college, that type of talk, which a lot of that talk is in the household still today. But what made me personally want to just kind of venture out and want more is you know, looking up to the athletes, looking up to the entertainers. And, you know, I was like, wow, that's a nice lifestyle to have, the freedom. And, you know, you can do what you want to do, you know, at the drop of a dime. So I kind of looked at that. And I personally started kind of networking and getting to know other millionaires. And they kind of took me under their wing and gave me some feedback and kind of showed me another life. So I was like, wow, if they can do it, I can do it. So, yeah.
I'm loving that. How about you?
Yes, actually, my mom actually owns her own business. It's the paralegal and probate fiduciary, and she's been doing that for 20 plus years. And to see her freedom that she has, yes, she shows up to work, but it's on her time. And that that's just a dream to want to have, and that's just what I want.
There you go. It's just what you want. And it's kind of, you know, as I just asked you guys to kind of put it into terms for people, if you don't have that mindset or you don't have that background and seeing it or thirsting after it, if you will, or, you know, then it's hard to explain to people. But you putting it into those simple terms, I think people can relate, especially if they're scared to leave their 9-to-5 now and jump into something like this. But all right. So where can people find the product? And then what's the investment? What is, you know, give us a price range, a price point of what they'll be looking to spend.
So you can go to our website at blossomunique.com. That's B-L-O-X-O-M, unique with an E. So it's E-U-N-I-Q-U-E.com. And the price points is pretty affordable. One jar would be a range like $60, $65, but we specialize in bundles. So for instance, these two bundles you can get for the price of like $80. So it's better to get two.
Nice. Yeah. And so what are your socials as well? Give those tags. We'll give them again, but in case someone just tuned in, what are your socials? Where can they find you?
Perfect. So the IG is blossom_unique. And again, that's BLOXOM_EUNIQUE.
Beautiful. All right. So, you know, I'm envisioning, you know, there's girls on the beach, they're in bikinis, you know, sure. I can't wait to see your first commercial. I mean, what is your marketing strategy for 2022, the end of 2021? I know it's been a crazy couple, man, I can't believe it's already been 2 years and almost 2 years into this pandemic thing, but what's your marketing strategy for 2022?
Just the experience. You know, we want ladies to feel the experience. You know, we want them to tune into a lifestyle of, you know, just flaunting their bodies. You know what I'm saying? So we want to bring that visual and say, hey, you know, ladies, you could actually get, you know, the body that you always wanted in the jar without having to spend thousands and thousands, you know, on surgery. No, I mean, no disrespect to the surgeons who do that, but, you know, we found something that works. You know what I'm saying? So that's part of strategy, as well as working with some top influencers that we currently already work with and works with now. So yeah, so just see Instagram being flooded and social media and a lot of visuals and a lot of good reviews and content. So yeah,
we're excited to have a little bit of foresight to your big future. I know you guys are gonna blow up, and I haven't tried it yet, but I saw your packaging, like I said, as we were stuffing them into the Emmys Week swag bags, you know, and I saw the attention to detail that you had, and it was a very generous give. Thank you so much. I know that people enjoyed it. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it takes a moment to hear back, but I know that, you know, we're always looking for amazing products, and I can tell the way that you guys have positioned yourself that you're very particular about what you do. So we're grateful that you decided to do something with us and see the value in it. Yes. And so are you guys, you said you're looking at some influencers and things like that. If someone is interested in using their platform to maybe be an ambassador for you, should they reach out, or what are you looking for right now in an ambassador?
Yeah, we're looking for dedication. You know, we're looking for a person who sees the vision, and if it's a good collab and a good fit, yeah, we definitely would like to work with them. You know, and they have to be passionate, and they have to, you know, want to blow this up just like we want to blow this up. You know what I'm saying? So working with influencers is great. You know, they have the audience, and it's not just working with any influencer, you like, we have to have, it has to be a niche, you know what I'm saying? So it has to
right.
be, it has to be a marriage. So yeah, but yeah, they can reach out to us at info@blossomunique.com and we'll let them know what, and we can move forward.
Yeah, you know, because having an alternative to surgery, I think is a smart way to go. Listen, shout out to everybody who's got a BBL. I'm from the old school. You know, shout out to the surgeons. I mean, we all have to find what works for us. I'm a big believer in do you and leave others to it. But, you know, I'm from the old school. I'm just going to get my ass on a spin bike and I'm going to sweat it out and I'm going to do lunges and I'm going to hit them hurdles back in the, you know, like I'm going to lift weights and I'm going to just do it the old way, old school way. But we all know that everybody's metabolism is different. We all know that everybody's genetics are different. Does one have to have a healthy diet and a regular workout regimen to maximize with your products? Because you say it goes in the bloodstream. So I'm guessing they should be trying to merge those two together. But what do you advise people when they use your products?
Yes, absolutely. The cream, it's not an American cream where you just put it on and you just, that's it. You, one should have a fairly decent and healthy diet plan, you know, healthy eating, and have a, you know, a decent workout. I mean, even just walking, jogging, moving around. I mean, and that's, you got to move the body. I mean, the body needs to move and it needs to activate. And yeah, we recommend, you know, a fairly healthy eating style and you know, decent workout. I mean, even just as a walk. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a combination of both. It's a combination. Yeah.
I believe that.
I will say this too, but if you're still going to McDonald's and stuff, you'll still see some results, but.
Oh, but really?
The better results is, you know, for you to obviously, you know, work out stuff.
Yeah, you want to maximize your dollar, but I love your price point. I will be getting some soon. Just, I don't have a lot of cellulite, thank God, just because of the choices I made when I was younger. Like I said, I ran track. I was a pretty good collegiate athlete and high school hurdler, and I was really skinny. But yeah, you still get curves as you get older, but I still have a little bit of areas that I would like to see better. So I'm going to try it and see. And I love your price point because when I go get face cream, you know, at Nordstrom's, those jars are $60, $80, $100. So, you know, having a bundle is great. Now, when do people start seeing results? After how many bundles? After how many weeks? When would one expect to see results?
Results we've been noticing and seeing anywhere between 2 to 3 weeks. It also depends, you know, on the person, the body, what they're doing, what they're eating, their lifestyle. But anywhere between 3 to 5 weeks is what we've been hearing and seeing.
And I will say, consistency is key too.
Yes,
like, absolutely. Just don't use it for 2 days and then put it in your medicine cabinet, you know.
It's like anything else.
Questions and, you know, give it time.
Right.
Give it some time. It's just like working out. Going to tell you, it's going to take time. Give yourself time.
Not too much time, because I know sometimes we can be impatient. That's why with our ingredients, it speeds up the process.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right. So what is next for you guys once this thing skyrockets and we see Coco and Kim K and everybody rocking your, you know, your cream? What will be next for you without giving away too much? Because you always want to keep, you know, some surprises. But will you be branching out in different areas with your skincare?
Yeah, adding a couple different products that we're talking about right now. So adding to the additional line that we currently have. And then just maybe getting into the media, you know, a little bit more. You know, you may see some Blossom Unique parties, you know.
Wow.
You might
see
some.
That would be fun.
You might see some challenges and stuff, you know. So yeah, it's gonna be pretty dope for Blossom.
I would love to see like a pregnant woman challenge, like a mate, like, you know, she just had a baby, she was pretty fit before, and she just wants to get right back to where she was and do it. Like, she doesn't want to go over the knife because, you know, she just has a baby and she wants to keep it as natural as possible. So maybe she does a Blossom Unique challenge, you know, challenge.
That's actually great. One of my best friend's wife just dropped about a week ago, so I would definitely love to see that.
Did you say she just dropped? That's hilarious. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, yep. Being a woman is interesting, that's for sure. Well, congratulations to your friend's wife or girlfriend and new baby. And we got to have you guys back on the show. Maybe you guys could come into studio sometime and give us an update on how you're doing.
Okay, perfect, perfect.
Yeah, I know that next spring, hopefully it'll be like the roaring 20s when the pandemic's behind us of 1918, you know, and everybody's getting out there and getting their spring break on and they're back in their bathing suits and they drop their pandemic pounds and they're blossoming and being unique. For sure. Yeah. All right. Well, guys, give us your handles one more time. Where can people buy this beautiful product? And hold up the jar again for us and maybe just open it up and let's see what it looks like. Is it just white or is it pink?
Yes, white. It comes with a nice, secured little
tap. Yeah, top down. Great. What does it smell like?
Smells great. It smells fabulous.
Like what?
This one has kind of like a minty. This is the Bootylicious. So it kind of gives it like a little, minty smell, fragrance to it, and it's not oily. I like that too. It's not oily, so
yeah.
Roll on nicely.
Great.
Yeah, and it absorbs fairly great too as well. So,
well, I definitely foresee you guys doing a gentleman's club tour. There'll be a lot of ladies on the pole that could definitely use some of that.
Right?
Hey, I support the naked hustle. I support all the hustles.
Yeah, for sure.
This is the startup.
Yeah, the startup.
I remember Wendy Williams said, and I love her for it. She's like, you know, not everybody can go to Harvard. So you got to take what you got and figure it out.
That's true.
Yeah, I could totally see you guys, you know, with the Hustler Clubs or Shout Out to Hustler or Spearmint Rhinos or wherever. Have you thought about going in that direction as well?
Hey, that would be a great partnership. You know, we're not going to turn down anything that's
all right.
That's a good bridge.
All right, calling all strip clubs, calling all gentlemen's clubs. Blossom is in the house for any of your entertainers that need a little extra structure in their situation. All right. And if that deal goes through, I want the new Range Rover Defender or Land Rover Defender.
You got it.
All right, in black and silver. <All right. laughs> Black and chrome. All right.
By the way, we'll send you a Blossom Unique box so you don't have to worry about, you know, going to the website and making a purchase. It's on us.
Oh, thanks so much. That's so kind. Yeah. We'll get it started. I'll definitely do some before pictures in my bikini and after. You know, you guys just remind me because I'm a busy person. But shout out to you guys. And please come back on the show. I would, like I said, I would love to have you in studio and just, you know, smell it, play with it. And, you know, I'll have maybe my jars by then, and then I can tell people what I saw, you know?
Perfect.
Yeah. All right. So since it's going to be the holidays, I'm going to start asking some of the brands to make a brand wish. What do you wish for your brand this year and for all the startup brands? Maybe it's two different wishes since there's two gentlemen here. One wish per person. Go.
I wish to get all of Blossom Unique's jars into the hands of all women across the world, worldwide.
Wow. Beautiful wish. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I would have to kind of feed off of that, you know, just to get it all in the women's hands and just, you know, give them back what they've always been looking for, you know, and something that's affordable now.
It sounds like you guys are just beautiful gentlemen that really want women to look and feel their best. And we definitely need more men like that to step up and start businesses that support women. And we really love to see it. So thank you for being who you are. Keep grinding. I know you're going to be too busy for my little show. In about 6 months, I already know you guys are going to be on the cover of everything. I'm just so excited for you. It's a pleasure to have you on.
We're not going to ever forget where we started. So I thank you. This is our first interview, and thank you for allowing us to be on your show. You have a great show, and I thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. We're your first. We love to be. Well, we are called The Startup, and it's our pleasure for you to be here. All right, guys. We're going to see you really soon, and happy holidays to you. And thanks again for your generous give at our Emmys Week Celebrity Gifting Suite.
No problem.
All right. See you guys soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Cheers. All right, you guys, that was Blossom Unique. Those guys are so fabulous. I love their synergy together. I love their startup story. I think it's really special when you can come together with someone that has a similar vision and wants to launch something and make it their own. And they say, screw the 9-to-5, right? I mean, a true entrepreneur who really wants their own thing should say screw the 9-to-5. That we all have different wants and needs, and we definitely love and support people who do 9-to-5s, but not everybody is built that way, and vice versa. So shout out to Blossom Unique. I feel like I'm missing something, and I really want to cover everything I can, but you guys, bear with my background. I'm just reorganizing my home office, and I'll have my banner up with the startup and our logos behind me. We have another guest coming on. Sam, is anybody waiting in the wings? If not, I'll do some announcements. Okay, let's see what Sam says. And if you guys aren't following me, okay, that's all right. If you guys aren't following me on Instagram, please do. I have a bunch of Instagram pages. But for this show, it's at The Startup with Monique LeRae. And if you are looking just for my personal page, it's not always business. Some of it is pleasure too. It's at Monique LeRae Stinson, at MoniqueLoreStinson. Pandemic project update. So we are really, really close to being done. I will be making an announcement next month of where we're going to premiere the film. We will be premiering it in December. It's going to be like a special premiere. We're probably going to do it in 3 different cities, but mainly in LA and New York. That's the goal. there's a big film festival that I was trying to get it into. Didn't make the cut for that one because I've got some special announcements for the score. We've got some big names attached to the score of the film that we were able to score, pun intended, and our fabulous music composer pulled a rabbit out of a hat for us. So we are so honored and grateful. This is my first film ever to come out, so I'm really grateful for that. So that's the American version of my film, the Pandemic Project documentary. So the second one, if you follow my Instagram or any of my socials, I'm always on a plane, and I'm not complaining. I'm super grateful for the opportunity to come and meet you people around the world and get your stories. But you know, it's been 18 months on the road. Like every 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I'm on a plane. So a lot of respect for flight attendants has been gained, a lot more respect for pilots and everybody that works in the airline industry. So with that being said, we're almost done. I just finished country number 9, which was Belize. And the next country is Canada and Morocco, Brazil, Australia, Japan, Bali, Indonesia, and I feel like I'm missing one more. But there's 6 more to go, guys. And so I'm trying to do it in a certain order, but things change with entrance and regulations and my schedule and interviews. And so I might post, you know, about a couple countries and then wind up in a different one. So just bear with me. But if you want to follow the Pandemic Project, the American version of our film, it's at the Pandemic Project documentary. 4 words. You can also find our 7-minute and 58-second trailer on YouTube at the Pandemic Project documentary. Sam, I guess our guest isn't going to come, so maybe we'll cut it a little short today. All right, you guys. Let's see what Sam's saying. Okay, yeah, we'll cut it here and just at the radio in St. Louis. Okay, the international version, guys. If you have a story, Canada and Morocco are next. So the email is capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. And, you know, even if you have a story just anywhere, we can use Zoom or StreamYard to capture your story if it's something that we're interested in highlighting. But we want everything. No politics. It's a human interest story. We want to see how you guys are surviving as entrepreneurs and parents and people and animal lovers and whatever you are is what we want to highlight. All right. So that's my spiel for that. Next up will be, we have a celebrity birthday party coming up. I'll give you more details about that later. And we have our Casa LA Wine and Food Art Day for charity. And that's coming up in November. So I'll make an announcement for that. But we got 15 seconds more. I guess my other guests couldn't make it, but shout out to them. Shout out to you. You guys keep going. I know it's hard out there. I know that the pandemic has really stressed people out, but we're getting on the other side of this thing. So What will you start up today? Be well. I'll see you next week. Bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.